I'm Kai Billsby.
I'm Tristan Walsh.
I'm interviewing my friend Tristan Walsh.
That's me.
That's him. So, to start off, who has been the most important person in your life?
The most important person in my life? Probably my mom, because she works, like, a lot, and she works a lot, and, like, at times is extremely passionate about her job. Like, she'll stay up until, like, I think it's, like, 10 o'clock at night trying to do her job, and she gets, like, really burnt out on it, like, after a while. But still, like, she's just a very passionate worker. She's always kind to everyone you meet, very understanding. Yeah.
That's what my dad said, like, almost verbatim when I asked him the same question. He's like, oh, yeah, my mom.
Bruh. I am your dad.
What was the happiest moment of your life?
I think Ashley asked me that, too. Happiest moment of my life. I don't know the happiest moment of my life. Not to be a Debbie Downer, like, just, like, by saying that, like, small statement. But, honestly, I feel like every moment in my life could be, like, considered my happiest moment because I'm living in a house, I'm breathing just normally, I don't really have any serious conditions that affect me. Not saying that it's bad to have those conditions, but, you know, I'm just glad to be alive. And because of that, every moment is my happiest moment.
I also have no frame of reference.
That, too.
The saddest moment of your life?
Saddest moment of my life. I really don't know. I'm going to have to, like, let's see, saddest moment of my life. Oh, yeah, saddest moment of my life was when I was, like, 7 or so, and I was taken away from my family. Just for a slight bit, I'm back now with my family that I love, but, you know, for a wee bit, I was taken away from them.
Oh, why?
CPS stuff.
Oh.
I'd rather not get into it.
What lessons has your mom taught you?
What lessons have my mom taught me? To generally treat people with, like, the respect that they deserve because they are human, and to be quiet at times because we have neighbors.
Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
Kindest to me in my life. Probably this lad named Nate Sadum, because, like, I could literally go to him about, like, any sort of thing in my life, and he'll always, like, be there to talk any, like, did you say anything, like, any sort of encouraging words, or, I don't know, he just seems like he's always there to help me.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Respect others. Kais America is the only America. And let's see. Just remember to have fun at the end of the day.
What is your earliest memory?
Earliest memory. My earliest memory is me, my mom, my dad, and my sister all going to, like, my elementary school at the time. Like, during the summer or something, and we just played, like, baseball and just had fun. Like, ran around in, like, the backstop, I think that's what it's called, like, at the back of the school.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Okay, I hate to get narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
But what is your favorite memory of me?
Favorite memory of you? Let's see. Why are you staring at me like that? Okay, let's see. Probably playing D&D with you. Because, actually, any moment of playing D&D with you, because your eyes seem to just light up when you're telling a story or describing your character or describing what you're doing or, you know, yeah. Especially when we play D&D, we always have, like, lots of fun. We always laugh at each other's jokes. Those are my greatest memories of you.
Are there any funny stories that your family tells about you that come to mind?
Any funny stories? I used to be incredibly shy growing up, to the point where my family would call me Shy Guy, and it got really annoying. I would basically, like, see anyone, and I would immediately, like, hide behind a corner. That's how shy I was.
I had a similar thing, and I went to therapy for it.
Yeah, me, it was just more of, like, it was just more of, like, childish, like, innocence and, like, fear and stuff like that.
Are there any funny characters from your life that you want to tell me about?
Funny characters from my life. Funny characters. Any funny characters from my life? Funny characters. I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think. Come back to me with that question.
Okay. What are you proudest of?
Proudest of. I think the thing that I'm proudest of is, like, I don't know, like, being able to go to a great school and, like, being able to participate in, like, leadership activities in that school, you know, specifically New Tech.
Are you going to the National Leadership Conference?
I don't think I was invited, so.
Oh. Wait.
That's funny.
Wait, don't they invite everyone?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, because, like, I got the invitation in the mail. I was like, why did I get invited? I don't do leadership.
Yeah. To my knowledge, I didn't get, like, a letter or anything at all.
It also was formatted like an ad.
Probably was. It was a scam.
When in life have you felt most alone?
It's a good question. When in life have I felt most alone? Probably back during middle school, or like during my middle school years, because I guess I just started to realize that like all my friends in middle school, like while they were my friends, they constantly like teased me. We'd like all like tease each other, but I feel like I'd get like the worst of it. Besides that, I don't really think I had any like real friends. So like most of my days are just spent like going to school, going home, just doing whatever, and then sleeping. Probably not even really doing that much homework. So yeah, that's probably my.
Sounds like my seventh grade.
Yeah, except it was. Yeah, no, it was my seventh grade as well. Probably my eighth more.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would that be?
One memory of my life forever. The time, let's see. If I can hold on to one memory forever, it would probably like be any single time that like I've had like all my friends together, or just like either watching a movie, telling each other jokes, and just generally having fun, because I cherish those moments.
How has your life been different from what you'd imagined?
I've been going to sleep at regular times, so that's different. I always thought in high school, and especially at New Tech, I'd be like staying up until like 12 in the morning, you know, getting all my work done. But that hasn't really happened. I've been on top of everything. And I got cool friends, so that's like, you know, pretty amazing. Yeah, you, Kai. And yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? I don't know. I want to be remembered as, like, a person that can, like, you can just go to and just, like, talk about your problems, like, at any moment, and I would, like, always, you know, be there and sort of, like just be there to listen. I feel like that sounds narcissistic, like, just coming out of my mouth. So if it does, then I'll just say something shallow and say, oh, you know, my funny humor, my funny sense of humor.
I don't know. I don't think it sounds very narcissistic at all. That's kind of like the opposite of narcissistic.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like reverse narcissism. Like, you know, oh, you know, I'm such a good person. You know, if you ever have a problem, just come to me. Like that sort of narcissism.
Well, I mean, if it was people remembering you, you would be dead, so you wouldn't be saying that. Other people would be saying that about you.
That's... I'm saying that other people should remember me about that.
Okay. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, I have some regrets. That's all I'll say.
What does your future hold?
What does my future hold? That is a good question. I think my future holds because, like, I'm definitely putting, like, some time in, like, both extracurricular activities like drama and, like, ASB, something along the lines of, like, leadership or just doing the funny ha-ha of acting and comedy.
Bard.
Yeah, pretty much Bard.
What are your hopes for what the future holds for me?
I hope that, seeing, like, your writing skills, I hope that, like, you become, like, an amazing, well-renowned writer, and, like, yeah. Probably just something to do with, like, your writing ability, or just, like, your ability to, like, tell stories. I feel like you could have, like, a very happy life and, like, a nice life if you go into that, like, path.
If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
You're not a silly head. You're an epic Chad. I would probably say more, but for the sake of time, let's keep it.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
Always be nice to people. I know that sounds extremely hollow, but people could be going through some bad things, and rather than just being, like, another, like, thrown rock added to the pile, try to be just, like, a comforting pillow to them.
Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
No, I don't think so. Like, just off the top of my head, like, we're pretty open with each other, but considering that's why we're good friends, so...
My dad told me the coordinates of the poop sack when I asked him that one.
I'm trying to keep this PG so you don't have to edit that much.
I know. Poop sack is PG, dude. Is there something about me you've always wanted to know but I've never asked?
Going back to, like, the open, like, thing, no, not really, because we've been, like, open with each other. I feel like I understand your character, you understand my character, you know, personalities, likes and dislikes, that sort of thing.
If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Probably my grandpa on my mom, no, my grandpa on my dad's side, because I've, like, he was dead before I was even born, and, you know, he sounds very interesting, and I, like, want to, like, talk to him and stuff.
What is your first memory of me?
First memory of me. I think my first memory of you. Oh, yeah, I remember my first memory of you. It was, like, back in middle school, and I was bored, so I was just, like, following with my friends, like, who's going to go talk, like, your friends, and just, like, stuff like that. And you guys were playing Dungeons and Dragons in the library. I saw that, and I was like, that's grody. That's nerd stuff. I want to be cool. I'm not going to go with you guys. So, yeah, that's pretty much my first memory. Just watching you guys playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, we were playing it wrong, by the way.
Yeah, I could tell. Now I can tell.
Was there a time when you didn't like me?
Off the top of my head, no. Like, you've always just been, like, a nice person, so I don't think that would, like, you know, make me want to hate you. But, like, besides just, like, normal human jealousy, nothing like that.
What do you think makes us friends?
What makes us friends? Our ability to be open with each other and our ability to just, like, say anything to each other, you know.
Anything.
That exact thing. Like, you say, like, anything, like, literally or just, you know, figuratively, and then one of us just laughs. Yeah, just like that. That's, like, the best thing. That's what makes
How would you describe me?
How would I describe you? You're very analytical, and you have, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Your mind is, like, you know that Patrick meme where Patrick is, like, you know, holds the box and he's like, the inner machinations yes. of my mind are an enigma. I pretty much just imagine that, but in, like, a serious manner. Like, you're always, like, analytical, logical, like, thinking and, like, thinking about multiple things at once, which makes you, like, a definitely, like, a creative person.
I wish that were true. How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe myself? Very sarcastic at times.
Really?
Whoa, no, I'm not sarcastic, dude. Okay, anyways. Very sarcastic. I can always say a joke, and I don't know. I'm just kind of. I like to think I'm like a friendly guy.
Where will we be in 10 years?
We or just
like it, we.
Okay, we will be. vibing in a van eating, okay, you'll be eating, like, you know, chicken feathers or, like, the, some like, meat off of chickens, and I'll just be eating the chicken beak, you know, or, sorry, the chicken beak, you know, maybe we'll have the other fellas there, you know, up in the air, and we'll just, like, play Dungeons and Dragons and just, like, make fun of things that no one cares about.
Where do you think we'll be in 20 years?
20 years. Doing the same thing, except we're 20 years older.
And we're bald.
That too. No. I'm going to be a god and, like, living forever. You're going to be bald, and then, I don't know.
You can live forever and still be bald.
I was trying to make a joke, but then I was like, wait, this isn't funny.
Do you think we'll ever lose touch with each other?
I feel like once we go off to college, it might be, like, inevitable. But considering the fact that we have, like, the internet and, like, you know, we talk to each other on, like, Discord pretty frequently, I don't think they're going to lose, like, touch with each other anytime soon.
Is there any... Wait, hold on. It's the same question before. Okay. Tell me about how you became a fella.
Oh, that's a real question. I'm going to be completely honest, I don't remember. All I remember was just, like, talking to you guys, like, a lot. And, you know, and then the question came to, like, mind, hey, Tristan, you want to be a fella? And I was like, sure, I got nothing else better to do.
Yeah, it was just because you came to poker night a lot, and we were like, okay.
Okay, all right, fine, the fella then. No, wait, I thought I became a fella before I came to poker nights.
No, we were doing poker nights before fellas were established. Do you like being a fella?
It's enjoyable.
What lessons has being a fella taught you?
Lots of fellas questions. To always be a fella and never a cool crew.
Do you plan on retiring from fellas? If so, when? How do you feel about it?
Wow. Okay. That's a weird question. Okay, first off, how do you retire from the fellas?
Granted.
He left. Okay.
Same difference.
Let's see. Retiring from the fellas. Probably, let's see. If the fellas, like, lore actually becomes, like, real, then, like, maybe I'll leave the fellas in fear that, you know, my clones will, like, start attacking me. And then, you know, whatever.
We'd just get another one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just get another Tristan. So, actually, like, if we're just doing, like, the joke answer of fellas lore, by the way, you know, psychology class, I'm so sorry. Just, you know, forgive me later. Anyway, if we're going off of fellas lore, then what's going to happen is that, like, I'm never going to be able to retire because there's going to be an infinite amount of clones for me. So if the original Tristan retires, then another clone will just fill that void.
Do you have any favorite stories from the fellas?
It was poker night, and, let's see, it was poker night, like, one night, we were at, like, your mom's house, and then randomly we just started, like, making a video.
That was the origin of fellas lore. That's where it all started.
Yeah.
I just wrote that chapter of the book where that happens, by the way.
Bruh.
When and where were you born?
I know it was in California. I don't remember. Maybe it's like San Luis Obispo.
Where did you grow up?
Where I grew up? Grover Beach.
What is it like?
What was it like? It was... Yeah, Grover Beach is like kind of like a small town, like developing. A little bit of a tourist town. I don't really know how you describe it. But it was definitely nice because, like, the beach is, like, pretty close. I could literally just walk to the beach if I wanted to. There's Grand Avenue, which is, like, just an entire, just, like, it's, like, a very long street just filled with stores and, like, things to do there. So, yeah, it was enjoyable.
Who were your parents?
My parents.
Yes.
Yes. My parents were my parents.
What were your parents like?
My parents. My dad was a carpenter, and he was normally just, like, a very, like, he was a person that really just liked to work with his hands. And, Yeah. My mom back then was like, I think she was like in a lawyer's like attorney. Or no.
A lawyer's attorney.
Yeah, I was just like, wait, that sounds stupid. A lawyer's, what's the assistant?
A paralegal.
Thank you. She was a paralegal, so like she was also pretty like logical. Didn't really work with her hands that much. More of like, you know, just worked with papers, organizing stuff, that sort of thing. And I just dropped my D4. So yeah.
How was your relationship with your parents?
I don't really get to see my dad a lot, so I think our relationship kind of suffers because of that. But I do live with my mom, and we get to talk every single day, so that's good. I think that's how it is.
Have you ever gotten into trouble?
Yeah.
What was the worst thing you did?
The worst thing I did? I honestly don't remember the worst thing I did.
You're lucky. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. She's in the psychology class.
What was she like growing up?
She was very good question. I honestly don't remember what she was like when she was growing up. You can thank me later, Ashley, for not embarrassing you.
What did you look like when you were younger?
Just take me. Just, like, take the current hair that I have right now and, like, Photoshop that onto, like, a baby. That's literally what I looked like.
I mean, yeah, thinking back on, like, middle school you literally don't look any different.
Yeah.
I think you might have gotten a bit taller, but that's it.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself as a child?
Describe myself as a child. Loud. Yeah, just loud.
Were you happy?
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
What is your best memory of your childhood?
Like I said, the baseball thing and like my elementary school. Yeah, that's happiest memory that comes to mind right now.
What was your worst memory of your childhood?
Worst memory. CPS thing again. Worst memory as a child.
Did you have a nickname?
Shy Guy.
Okay, who are your best friends?
Best friends. Let's see. You, Nate, pretty much everyone in, like, my normal friend group and the fellas I would consider, like, good friends or, like, my best friends.
What are they like?
What are they like? That's going to be really long to describe, so I'll just describe you.
You already described me. Pick someone else.
Exactly. So that's why I'm picking you. I described you earlier. Boom. Problem solved.
Okay, how would you describe a perfect day for yourself?
Perfect day. Let's see. Just a day where I wake up, spend some time, like, with myself and, like, get ready and stuff, and, like, generally around, like, the afternoon or, like, around, like, night, either, like, I go over to my friend's house, my friends come over to my house, and we all just, like, hang out, talk, and have fun.
When you were a child, what did you think your life in high school would be like?
I'm trying to remember like one of those like, Disney shows. just off the top of my head, probably I think it was gonna be like iCarly, just without the iCarly show.
No.
Yeah. I used to watch a lot of iCarly because I was bored.
Okay, you don't have to pretend to not like a masterpiece, Tristan. Everybody loves it.
That's fair, yeah.
Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Stories as in, like, childhood stories?
Yeah.
Or stories I heard, like book stories, or...
Book stories.
Okay, book stories.
The Tales of Our Sin and Pain.
Okay, so, my same sister asked us the same question, so I'm going to try to pick a different answer. So, I remember reading this book when I was young. It was very, like, philosophical. Like, every single time I read it, it sort of changed my perspective on, like, the way that I saw the world.
Just fell in book.
No, not that. Okay, so it changed my way, like, how I saw, like, the world, and just, like, it just made me think more about life, how I treat people, how, like, people should be treated, like, that sort of thing. Sometimes, like, I'd read it, and I'd be, like, a true altruist, like, I'd be very altruistic. The next time I'd read it, I'd be very nihilistic. And, you know.
What book is this?
This book was called, I forgot the name, but it was the one of the turtle family. No, wait, Berenstain Bears. That's the one.
Which one?
Yes. I'd just read
the
every
entire saga.
I would read one in, like, you know, fucking, or sorry, I would read one, you need to take, cut it out. I would read one in, like, or sorry, I mean, wow. I would read, like, the entire saga in, like, half a millisecond, and that's why my life has changed forever.
I'm not going to cut that out, by the way. I'm just going to put a recording of me saying censorship over it.
No, just put a recording of me saying bruh over it.
Brum King. Do you enjoy school?
Yeah, I enjoy school a lot. It's definitely fun to be there. And, like, I enjoy the people that go there.
What kind of student are you?
I can be very lazy. Okay. I'm hardworking when I want to be hardworking and when I'm very passionate, and when I'm not very passionate, I just basically, like, do, like, the minimum amount of work required, depending on the class.
What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Multiple things. First off, there's student leadership. I, like, have lots of fun in that class. There's drama. I play games. I play Dungeons & Dragons with my friends. Sometimes I host the games, you know, become the Dungeon Master, that sort of thing.
How do you think your classmates will remember you?
That's a very good question. Probably someone who... let's see. I want to say... I don't know. You know what, I'll just say that. I don't know.
Is there a teacher who has a particularly strong influence on your life?
There was this one teacher. His name was Mr. Handy, and he was like my, he was my, you had him.
Yeah.
Well, what year of history did he teach?
He taught 8th grade history.
8th grade history. I remember he really, like, sparked a passion for, like, learning about history, like, in my youth, and he made me, like, really want to learn more about the Civil War, and, you know.
Well, yeah, that's why he was immortalized in the Fellows.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite stories from school?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you have a love of your life?
Okay. On the surface, this sounds very narcissistic, but let me explain myself. For one reason and one reason only. I can't begin to, like, people can't begin to, like, love others until they, like, love themselves.
Yeah,
So as for the second, you know, I just need to focus on myself and, like, focus on, you know, what makes me happy. And then, you know, all that stuff.
Have you ever fallen in love?
Well, yeah, I've fallen in love at times.
When was the first time you fell in love?
Chernobyl, 1987.
I don't remember, actually. I remember a lot of things from my childhood.
What was your first serious relationship?
First serious relationship. It was recent, actually. It was this, with this,
infant.
No. it was recent. I'll just leave it at that.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes and no, because, like, you can't love at someone, like, you can't love someone, like, the second you see them, because if you can, then either you're extremely shallow, or, you know, you just have a very childish sense of love, but that's just, like, in my opinion. You first need to, like, get to understand someone, like, learn, like, who they are, what they're like, you know, to really get to know them as a person, and then you'll be able to experience love. That's what I think.
Do you ever think about previous lovers?
I try not to. I'll keep it at that.
What lessons have you learned from your relationships? Or singular in this case.
Let's see. No, I've had a couple. I've had a couple.
Shed.
My, thank you. Number one thing I've learned is to never rush things, I guess. Because then it just ruins things for both sides.
What do you think you're going to be when you grow up?
It's a very good question. I don't even know what I want to be when I grow up, so I don't know anything. Like, I don't even know the answer to that question. But if I were to make an educated guess, because I'm doing things in, like, student leadership and with, like, theater production, something along, like, those lines, or something that, like, would, I don't know. So something in drama or something in government.
Well, I mean, eventually you're going to be an actor in the Ghostbusters movie.
I hate
as
that.
As yourself.
I hate that. No, wait, I thought I was going to play as Christian. I think Christian was going to play as Joey, and Joey was going to play as
That'd be so dumb.
You said that would happen.
Yeah, maybe. If you could... what do you want to be when you grow up, though?
Yes.
If you could be any job right now, what would it be?
Probably something at, any sort of job that's like on Grand Avenue, something like a simple, easy entry job. As of the second, because I live like right next to Grand Avenue, so it would literally just be a short walk away from my house. And because it's an entry level job, whenever I wanted to, I could leave that job and actually go into a different job.
What is your ethnic background?
My grandma's from Chile, so I'm like a quarter Chilean. I think some people on my dad's side are, come from like Ireland, and, yeah.
Have you ever been to Ireland or Chile?
No.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
You're going to have to cut this out, by the way, but drinking.
Okay.
Heavy excess drinking. Yeah, obviously cut that out, censor that, because that's not a funny ha-ha.
What? That is a funny ha-ha.
Well, it's not funny ha-ha that's school appropriate. Anyways, yeah, just cut all of it out. I don't think really any traditions have been, like, passed down, but I feel like that's just, like a matter of, my family's just, like, really, like, a lot of the time we're, like, too busy to, like, sit down and, like, focus on, like, tradition.
Yeah, that's like my family.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite relatives?
Yes.
It's the Bigfoot tree, isn't it?
No. Wait. Actually, my grandma on my mom's side, because she came here, and it was, like, a lot of fun to, like, talk to her, get to know her, and, yeah.
Was she the one that was there when I was running the session?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she was... Does anybody ever win the game?
Yeah.
Are
you winning, son?
Do you remember any of the stories that your family tells you?
My family's never really told me a lot of stories, which isn't really a bad thing. No. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just like, you know.
Are there any classic family jokes?
Definitely Shy Guy, and just when I go around the house saying, like, people, like, no, actually, there is one family joke that we have. Like, we just sort of boop each other on the nose, like, whenever, like, any of us are off guard, and that's just sort of, like, our family thing. I'll go up to, or it's mainly between me and my sister. Sometimes, like, you know, my mom will do it to my sister, or my sister will do it to, like, my mom, but, yeah.
Okay, I have asked every question.
Epic.
Is there anything else you want to say before I end this interview?
Filibuster.
Okay. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now it's time to return to the guests.
Whee!